Christ is risen, as is my custom. I'm doing meditations for each day that I'm in the monastery when I go on my retreats, my working retreats. I want to tell you about Ellie. Ellie is a little goat, a little doe, and I'll let Brother Edward tell most of the story at the end of this little meditation because I recorded him talking about it, but I just want to give a few things that he didn't say. Panteleimon means all merciful. This monastery venerates St. Panteleimon very highly. They have a malevin to him every single day, and I've asked for people to be prayed for on this list many times. Many people I know have asked for prayer, and because of their influence, I have an icon of St. Panteleimon that I pray before every day, and I also serve a malevin every day in my home. But I'll be honest with you, I think I go through life going really fast, working really hard, and not understanding that God cares about all things. He cares about being merciful in whatever situation he wishes to be merciful. So Ellie was born basically dead, and she came back to life. Now, Brother Edward tells the story real well, but I'm going to fill in some of the blanks. We named her Ellie because of eleison, which is mercy. Lord have mercy. And so we thought we'd name her Ellie, sort of as a play on words of sorts. Father Serge told me this story first, and he told me it differently than Brother Edward. And Brother Edward told it, leaving out a significant detail that Father Serge left in. Father Serge said, basically what Brother Edward said about how Ellie was born. But then he said, and then the novice that was with me told me, let's anoint her with oil. And he said to himself, well, I'm a hieromonk or hierodeacon. I should know that stuff. He does it all the time. And he thought, man, I should be thinking more spiritually here. So they get the oil, and you'll hear the rest in a minute. Brother Edward left out that detail. If you listen to him, he just says, we got the oil. Well, he was the one who decided to get the oil. I thought that was very interesting and very humble. So Ellie is now very fine. I'm actually giving this meditation 2 weeks after it happened. And she's just fine. She's little, but she's not scrawny. And she is just as much of a little goat as all the other little goats, jumping around. And she can jump on the big rock just like everybody else. So she's doing just fine. This was a great lesson for me. St. Panteleimon cares about animals. He cares about anything that we care about. Now, of course, he doesn't care about worldly things. But they're raising goats in order to support the monastery. And we're seeing life happen. And it is a lesson for us. So I remember that. And in fact, there was another occurrence later on that hopefully I'll be able to mention, in which I prayed and something good happened because of the intercession of a saint. So let's now leave this to Brother Edward, and you will hear his story. So tell us what happened.
Ellie was the third. We had two goats previous. They came out with zero problems, and Mama knew exactly what to do with them. And then she took us by surprise. We had goat number three who came out looking, well, let's see, she came out completely enwrapped in the placenta, unlike the other ones that were kind of already coughing and sputtering, basically, when they came out. And so we came in and we had to remove the placenta, and we picked her up, and she literally felt like a, if it's gross, I hope it's not gross, a bag of cartilage, tongue hanging out of its side, and there's no life in the poor little thing. And we went and got the holy oil and the icon of St. Panteleimon, and Father Serge came over, and we just hung on to her. He anointed her made the sign of the cross on her forehead with St. Panteleimon oil, and then made the sign of the cross with St. Panteleimon's icon on top of her. And then we all sang Christ is Risen three times. And at the end of the third time, she started coughing and sputtering, and opened her eyes and took that first breath, which is a magical breath to hear. And her whole body became firm, which it wasn't before. And that was it. She began breathing and began moving, and She's a little dopey now, but...
So how long was it that she was in the state of being, you know, just sort of a bag of, unbreathing bag of cartilage?
Yeah.
Was it a minute, two minutes?
A minute or two.
A minute or two.
Yeah.
Well, slava bogu. That's why she's named Ellie.